Okay, we're going to start the meeting now. What is it? Five, six after five. Everybody signed in? Okay. The rules of conduct, I'm going to read those tonight. During the meeting, there will be no public participation during the discussion by the Planning Commission during each item on the agenda. After discussing each agenda item, the chair will ask the members of the commission if the members of the commission are ready to open the item for public comment. Anyone attending can comment and ask questions at this time. Each member of the public who wants to make a statement or ask a question has 3 minutes to do so. If they feel they've had not had enough time to comment on the agenda being discussed, then they can write it. Deposition and send it to the email address. What's more, I don't know. Does everybody have that? We can put it up there.
I'll put in the minutes.
Yeah. Westmore, it's one word, Westmore Plan Comm, COMM at gmail.com. All comments and questions will be read and considered. The agenda will be read in full, and any new agenda items suggested by the Planning Commission members can be added at this time. We will not strictly use Robert Rules of Order, but any items that need approval will require a motion, a second, and a motion to the motion, and then a vote by members. That's all we need for this. I'm going to hand it over to Ethan, who is handling this now and working with the Public Service Department. So.
Well, more than you, yeah, that's, either way, Bob.
You want me to
I guess I just wanted to make one, a couple just comments on the
you want to
agenda.
read the agenda first? Why don't you read through and then
Well, yeah, you read the meeting guidelines, and the next point was just additions to the agenda. So under new business for ITW Tower, 1A is to acknowledge any related outcomes from the Westmore Town meeting. And I don't get the sense that there was anything specific during the town meeting on the tower. And just the second, please, I would just like to clarify that as far as additions to the agenda, 1C says to discuss additional filing to the PUC by March 7th, which is Friday. That's written as a discovery response, and that's actually incorrect. We are not looking to file a discovery response. That is only given to people who have party status. And the Planning Commission was actually, our motion to have intervener status was denied. And that was recently posted on the PUC website. So I'll just make the, I just want to make the clarification to the agenda that what we'd be submitting here based on what we're discussing tonight would just be additional public comment. The motion to re you know we could file a motion for a reconsideration of the denial of trying to be an intervener, just because it doesn't seem like that's a good ruling. And by right of statute, towns should have party status. So even though we were sort of late in the process of filing something, I think we could at least consider filing a motion to reconsider. So anyway, my point is, as far as additions to the agenda, I just wanted to make that clarification, because it's not about filing new discovery. It's really about filing additional public comment.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
And as far as any other additions to the agenda, if any other folks here on the board have anything to add to our agenda. Otherwise, Pete, I see you have your hand up, but.
Yes, I have an item related to town meeting that I'd just like to bring to the board. This actually is a town meeting, and this came out of the select board organizational meeting directly after town meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we had quite an extensive discussion on this project. And I wanted to come in tonight and tell you my portion of it in the beginning and where I stand with the whole project. They approached me in June of 22. I first met with them in July of 22.
They being ITW?
Yes. I kind of, my wife and I talked and we mulled it over. I came to the planning board, I believe it was in October, and said there's two processes here. There's a town ordinance and there's a 248A process. Which would this fall into? The response I got was the 248A process would be the one followed. So I researched that. I saw no involvement of the select board in that, so I didn't feel that there was an issue there. Shortly after my wife's passing, I signed a contract with them. It's a 28-page document full of legalese that was written by them. I have no out in that contract. They do. If they don't get their permits, they're free to walk away. Myself, I have nothing. I do have an attorney I'm working with right now, and he's going to review it again and see if he can find something there. If I knew today, or then what I know today, I probably would have made a different decision. But I was looking to be able to retire to stay home and take care of my wife. And it was a move of desperation to be able to retire. Probably a mistake, and I will own that. The other mistake I made was I should have come in to a select board meeting, put it on an agenda, and said, here's what's happening. I failed to do that. That again, I own it. I made that mistake. I will admit it. Once I signed that contract, I'm completely out of the process. Mm-hmm. A lot of what's going on, I don't even know. I have read the PUC website recently just to see where things are and whatnot. But as far as anything relating to what's going on, we have nothing to do with any of it.
Are we allowed to talk?
Not yet. We have to open it up to public comment.
And I am willing to answer questions for anyone at any time. No one is asking anything yet. The people I feel the worst for, and Maggie and Josh, is this process started well before they bought their property, and they are the closest near. Anybody like to ask me anything? I'll be happy to answer it, and then I'll let you get on with your meeting.
I'll just thank you very much for coming and for saying that, Peter. I think that, you know, it obviously puts you in an awkward, you know, situation. But I just want to say that, as far as at least I'm concerned, I can't speak for the whole planning commission, but this is in no way personal. Like, it just seems like it's all about looking objectively at what this power could represent. And that's the only reason why I think we've raised some of the issues have been raised, you know, as they have. So,
and as they should. And my legal advice was to stay away from the whole process that came up, recuse myself, and leave. That was my advice. If there's something going on that involves another intervener, do not get involved. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to honor that 100%. I have not tried to influence anybody anywhere through this process. They did a complete investigation for conflict of interest last summer. And that was what came out of it, was I should have made notification at the time of, and not waited until it came up in a meeting. I made a mistake there.
Yeah.
I try to stay up on the statutes that we work under. I didn't do my due diligence.
Well, I don't believe that anyone here is trying to find fault with that at all. And again, I'm speaking for myself, but again, I think we're just trying to be reactive to what we feel like, you know, our role or responsibility is. And I can
respect that. Mm-hmm. I respect town government. But I just wanted everybody to know where it began, why it began, and where my position is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I mean, I don't know if any other board members have anything to say.
So basically, you signed that contract and you can't get out of it.
Correct.
Okay.
I am going to have my attorney review it one more time. How many pages of legalese? I reread it last night.
Mm-hmm. You need a different attorney.
I have a different attorney now than advised me when I started this process. The attorney I had at that time was since retired. I have an attorney in this injunction now, and he's going to be reviewing it. It's already been sent to him to review.
Can I get at least a
quick
question?
Can I
wait for these guys to
see
the piece?
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay, what was that an agenda item, or was that?
We're not even into like the actual agenda yet. But I think since
on the agenda.
I just want
to
have
the current
lines
here. Discussion put on the agenda.
And I asked to handle under the related to town meeting.
I guess it is under 1A. And,
yeah.
And okay. I would say it is in any related outcomes from the town meeting. And
okay.
This is a follow up to that.
Yes.
And so, and as long as if the board has nothing more, I would certainly open it up for any questions or comments that other folks have. So.
Question: is this for a cell phone tower?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
No, it's actually a communication tower, radio tower, with ability to take cell phone.
Can you ask the people
okay.
by themselves?
That was Tom Caffrey.
That's Kathy.
Okay.
Kathy,
telecommunications
facility.
Cool. Good. Good. Yep.
Trying to get folks in order here, but Kathy, and
I just wanted to say that Peter and I had an open discussion yesterday at the organizational meeting, and I invited him to come here tonight and state what he was stating yesterday so that more people on the planning side and hopefully more townspeople could get an understanding of where it was coming from at the moment instead of just having it out there. And it is on tape if anyone wants. Listen to the organization being taped from yesterday, but
that's
why he came and I invited him to come in and say what he can say.
Like I say, I have nothing to hide. I'll answer any question that I can, but as far as the company's part of it, I can't answer anything. That's all on them. All the permitting and all that is on them.
All right, who had their hand up next?
Yeah. You said if you knew now what you knew then, like what, I guess, what does that mean? What do you know now that has had a changing part?
Well, a couple of things. I wanted to do this to stay home with my wife. I lost her 2 years. That's one big factor. We were very, very close, and I was her caregiver. The other thing is, I was kind of told that the way the topography of the land was and whatnot, it would be a very minimal impact as far as this going. Coming up out of the lake, up and over and over and down, I could kind of rationalize that. But I did not do enough due diligence to see when the balloon test was done. I drove around all over. The only place I could see it was from Terry Seacard's driveway. After it was pointed out to me, my eyesight isn't great, but it needs to take a lot of it away. But I could not see it. Other people I talked to, I ran into Bob along the way, I ran into Louisa, the Birkins, and they all said the same thing. We can't see it. So I said, oh, okay, maybe they were right.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments, Donna?
Sure. To remain respectful, okay, I do think honesty and facts play a big part in things. And even some of the things you just said tonight go against things that you've said previously. So it's very hard sometimes, Peter, to hear what you say and
personal
say,
attack,
how much do you...
Personal attack.
This is getting personal, though.
Yeah.
I'm just...
you're saying he's not saying something true. Well, that's... I don't... What do you think?
Okay, Bob, to be fair to the whole... For a year now, since February 2024, I think there's been a fair number of residents that have reached out to you. I talked out to you in the parking lot. Yes, I did one time. And also, more importantly, residents have attended these meetings, have done all this work, and we've retained this case by being interveners. Mm-hmm. The town, and you're on the select board, could have remained as statutory parties. You didn't do it on the select board. The planning board should decide not to do it in July. The thing is, give us some respect in return, and don't treat us like we don't know. Just if you want respect from us, please give us respect in return. Because mutual respect is what's going to make this all work. And that's why I appreciate we are here tonight.
Other, You had your hand up too. I'm sorry.
Me?
Maybe? Yeah.
No.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just have one other question. Were you aware of the telecommunication ordinance in Westmore?
In the very beginning, no. When I started to do my research, yes. And when I...
What's it matter? Doesn't matter.
248A eliminates the ordinance that does not exist anymore. We can use language, but we can't use it.
I asked Lisa about it, and she said, yeah, that was written well before 248 was a law. She said, we probably should have got rid of it when that happened, but we didn't because there was a few ties to the town plan, so we just left it there.
The select board drafted that ordinance.
I didn't even get
into that. Select board
she told me, she said,
it's not the planning commission. Is not. Okay, just clearing up the point.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Peter, so if you're not any longer in favor of the tower, and if at all possible, if you could get out of your contract with the tower company, I know you're kind of tied your hands by recusing yourself on the select board, but would you be willing to contact the PUC and write a public comment letter and tell your opinion and say, this is not what I thought it was going to be, and I'm now not in favor of it? Would you be supportive of doing that?
I would do that if it is not going to put me in a legal position, because this company has
spent a lot of
money on this project. And they're going to want that money back. And I can't afford to get sued to have to replenish all their money.
You need to get one.
So my lawyer will have to advise me on it. If he finds me out in the contract, I will seriously consider canceling the contract.
If they can cancel their end, you should be able to cancel your end.
They broke the contract. They did it to protect themselves because they're into this for about $600,000 already between engineering and legal.
Right, and you signed it.
I signed it.
Yep.
And like I said, I signed it. I did it. I'm not going to deny that I did it. They didn't stand over me with a gun saying, you got to sign this.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I think that's a legal issue that you're working on.
I am still working on that. I just pulled it back out and sent it off to the lawyer and said, look this over and tell me where I stand with it. And give me advice based on what's happening today.
Okay.
And thanks for coming in for the
clarify. Thank you, Peter.
Appreciate that.
Great meeting.
I can lock up.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, well, it's moving along as far as our agenda goes. 1B is to review any new information regarding previous balloon test outcomes. And I believe there was just recently another balloon test a couple of days ago. I did not observe anything. I understand that it did not happen when it was projected to happen.
It did happen.
It did?
It did happen, but the problem was once the balloon went above the tree line, we thought it was hardly any wind, or the people doing it thought there was hardly any wind. The line went 45 degrees. So exactly at sunset, it went straight up because the wind stopped for a while. And so they did get some pictures. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is visible, same as on April. It was very visible. We have the drone pictures. We've submitted them to PUC. We have visibility.
And the fire, they seem to be.
Oh, yeah, the one that was the balloon test in April, we were proving that it was not done at the proper height, nor was it done from the proper location, because you know why? Too many trees were there. They couldn't get a balloon through there. Remember, Bob said, oh, they have to do it from the right place, but they didn't, because they couldn't. Yeah. So, that's that. Anyway, that will come out in the PUC case, because the evidence has been submitted.
Any more on new information regarding previous balloon tests?
Can I just ask, I get all the emails. Were we notified about the balloon test?
It wasn't our test. We didn't do the test.
But how did everybody else know about it?
Because we
got an email in that afternoon.
Land that's on his property.
Anderson?
Two engineers did it.
And but you got, he's notified by him?
Until the very end.
Is that what you're saying? Never mind.
It was a last minute thing.
So it was not conducted by ITW. No,
but it was done by two engineers.
Two engineers, okay.
Yes.
And that's obviously the results of that are going to be filed with the PUC. Is that what you're
saying? Correct.
Well, if there's nothing more on that, we'll move on to 1C, which is to discuss if we want to submit an additional filing to the PUC. I think we have Friday as the deadline. Again, it would need to be submitted as additional public comment. And I guess, you know, we have different things to consider if we decide to do that. So I'll look to the board first for, and I think, you know, if we are going to take any action on this in order to, you know, to consider that, we probably would need a motion and a second in order to discuss it. Yeah, and then after we discuss it, then we can open it up to additional public comment or question. So
now, are you talking now about the with the Department of Public Service getting the an official balloon test and having a aesthetic engineer? Is that part of this item, or do you want to do that next?
So yeah. That's there's sort of sub one and sub two.
Okay.
I think sub one is to discuss the aspects of the like the town plan, the things that I guess that the planning commission has more of the role or responsibility to deal with some interpretation of, to provide some assessment of. And then sub two was to actually then discuss whether or not we want to request an additional balloon test and the request for aesthetic expert assessment and the request for a public hearing. I think that those were, I had them sort of under two different blocks. And maybe we should take those separately because I think they are sort of two different things. One is to simply submit additional public comment on behalf of the Planning Commission. And the second is to make specific requests of the PUC on doing those things. Additional public, the additional balloon test, a public hearing, and the aesthetic expert from Department of Public Service. So I was just thinking maybe we needed to look at doing those separately.
Yeah, I think like it. I think it kind of comes down to, I mean, all of the language used in the town plan of why this is bad, it comes from an aesthetic point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think it comes down to like subjective, if it looks bad or it doesn't look bad.
So wait, are we making a motion that we?
I'm just throwing ideas out there.
I think in order for us to have a discussion on the board, we need a motion and a second, and then.
Okay. We discuss the exact topic of is it aesthetics or is there something else that we should be discussing?
So the motion is to consider
discuss the aesthetic
role as far as the aesthetic
issue. Right. The role.
Okay. So the motion's on the table.
One second.
Okay, then we'll open it up for discussion.
We don't need to vote.
But I think that's where we get into the specifics of, you know, if we do want to submit additional public comment, you know, they, and you all probably saw the letter I submitted looking at the town plan and some of the points that I had made on behalf of the Planning Commission. Do we want to make those same points again, I guess, just to sort of, I don't know, it's redundant, but, you know, we can, is a more formal way of submitting these comments if we actually are being able to signal to the PUC that this came after a formal motion, that we, you know, are submitting these now again, you know, on behalf of the Planning Commission, then we can take that route. So that's what I was suggesting. We could certainly do it that way. I'm open to what people's thoughts or preferences are there.
Certainly be good to have facts refreshed, delivered in sequence, and quite a few rounds and bouts.
Well, the other thing is, Ethan and I are the only two members that were here,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the first test. So get everybody else involved this way, you know, new eyes, new ideas.
So I can just review quickly, you know, there's different references in the town plan There's a reference to the overall vision on page 3. And this, again, all these points, I think, talk through how well does the project comport with the town plan and the vision, or the town plan notes, you know, the national landmark designation. That's on page 5. And, you know, the town plan goes on to say it's impossible to evaluate the significance of the Willoughby Lake and Cliffs area without considering its dramatic backdrop of forts and high elevation areas that rise from every point on the horizon surrounding it. That's on page 6. And it talks about the 360-degree view shed. It does, the plan also states on page 6 that while the national natural landmark designation can and should be taken into account for all federal permitting processes, it should be a critical factor in local land use decisions as well, including Act 250 and Section 248. And it says, given the significance of this designation, the Westmore Town Plan asserts that any development of 100 feet or higher that can be viewed from any point in the national natural landmark designation area be considered a development of substantial regional impact. That's reiterated again at a policy statement on page 7. So again, I think, you know, I guess the question is, do we want to, you know, if we're submitting an additional filing, do we want to make these points again? I think there's a few other references further on in the town plan. Page 23 talks about the mountains and ridgelines. Page 24 talks about sort of, you know, the ridgelines in the towns must be preserved and protected when planning any new development. And any new development on the ridgeline should not create a visual intrusion into the viewshed as viewed from a public right-of-way body of water or from any vantage point in the natural landmark designation. So just putting out there, if you will, you know, you think we should make all these points again in our filing.
How would you go about doing that? Would you just send in the same document that you sent before, or just say you want to re-emphasize what I've already said?
We could just simply call out all these different parts of the town plan that do, you know, make these references. And, you know, I don't want it to be entirely redundant. I don't think it needs to be entirely redundant. Made a couple references. I don't know if folks have other ones. I know there's a couple other references to talk about the scenic features in the town. That's on page 30. And it says the importance of the ridgelines in Westmore must be considered in evaluating the appropriateness of any commercial development. So, again, if we are going to decide on submitting this additional public comment, maybe it would be good to, you know, make those references again, just to make it clear that this is what the Planning Commission, you know, felt was important as part of its additional filing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind doing that if it's something mm-hmm. that could be put together, you know, mm-hmm. in one day.
Yeah. I have that sort of sketched out already. I'd sort of yeah. pass that around to every, you know, to all of you folks. And just to sort of, you know, just be sure that we're reflecting on what the Planning Commission is submitting. If that,
yeah.
again, I think that it needs to be objective, but I think this is our primary role, is to also suggest sort of what the town plan states and, you know, how it is addressing, you know, this proposed project
right.
as it relates to the town plan.
I don't think it would do any harm.
Yeah, I think it needs to be highlighted. I was the layperson when the first submission happened, but in reading the town plan, I didn't get overly involved because it seemed like the plan had a pretty good defense line in place for this project. I didn't imagine it even progressing.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the way they've been interpreted or been allowed to look the other way is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think restating it would be good.
All right.
I mean, the way the first balloon test, the way it happened, the place was swarming with people taking pictures. So So every possible place was covered. I mean, you were out, right? Yeah.
Before we turn it over to public comment, maybe we can just, you know, I wasn't sure also if we wanted to include anything about, even though the telecommunications ordinance doesn't apply because this is section 248A, you know, we could certainly stick in, you know, what the telecommunications ordinance
would
say.
Louisa said they left that in place because they said you can use the language in that on any report. You know, you can't use it as an ordinance, but you can, and, you know, so you can use that language. You can say this, you know, this is what the town wants because it was written in an ordinance. So that can be part of a letter, but it's not an official ordinance, you know. But,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want to see some way to amplify what the town plan said as far as first looking at utilizing existing infrastructure. And we haven't gotten any definite answers back to that. If they look at what's on Valley Mountain or what's up on Elizabeth's land.
But they do consider that quite a bit. That was like Liz Tucker wanted her property because she has a tower there already.
Yeah.
So she talked to ITW about enhancing that.
Okay.
Now, all the other towers, I don't think are applicable. But that was considered part of it. So Donna knows, she knows one or two other towers that were around. So we can ask her when we're open to the public. Yeah.
Two more sections here under this agenda item is, well, we already talked about the balloon test, but the Fox Hall being on the National Historic Registry. And then if there's any comments to make about that and any, you know, aesthetic impacts from Fox Hall, if we, you know, what we know about that. And then there's also the scenic byway designation. So just wanted to bring those 2 points up. If we wanted to speak to those as well as part of this, set of public comments coming from the Planning Commission, but just wasn't sure if folks had additional thoughts about that.
Well, 5A wasn't mentioned in the first round, but it's certainly germane to the discussion. That shifts the view shed quite a bit.
Yeah, so it says, PUC is required by statute to make certain findings before it can issue a certification of public good. The findings before the PUC issues a certificate, it shall find that the proposed facility will not have an undue adverse effect on aesthetics, historic sites, air and water purity, the natural environment, and public health and safety. In the public's use and enjoyment of, talks about our interstates, scenic corridors, or any highway that has been designated as a scenic road pursuant to 19 VSA 2501 or scenic byway. Route 5A is one of Vermont's 10 federally designated scenic byways. So this, again, just trying to see if we want to make that specific reference in the our filing as public comment. And don't worry, Pam, I have all this written down.
I was like, see Ethan's letter. See, that's what I wrote. See Ethan's letter, see Ethan's notes. So that's why I send you the minutes. Like, could you write these and see?
But just to close the loop on those two items before we open it up for any additional public comment questions.
Yeah, I think it'd be good to have as much in there as possible. If they don't pay any attention to it, then they don't. But and highlight it, it wouldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what you need. If you need any kind of motion yet? Or...
Well, I think this all falls under the same motion that that Bob made. And so this is just the block of, you know, four or five items that we want to include references to in this letter that we would file by Friday.
Okay. And that's not just file Friday, it has to be received Friday.
Right. Yeah. Which means probably submitting it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think that's,
yep, it does.
That's
fine. Can you do it electronically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The EPUC has to then.
Yeah. That's how
probably. Are we going to send any proof of anything?
I think just simply making the references, you know, as and sort of reflecting on what's already stated in our town plan, in the telecommunications ordinance, in scenic byway reference there. You know, if we wanted to, you know, reiterate, you know, Fox Hall being on the National Historic Registry. But just those were, I guess, some of the points that I thought that we would include as part of this specific letter that we're talking about now as part of the motion. Anyone else before we invite public comment? Carol?
I think Greg has a good point. It's how you form your points, you know, and make a very specific, don't make it a conversational kind of letter.
Mm-hmm.
And you mean your previous letter was did have points in it, but I think it's got to be more bullet points that reference. If you're not going to include the town plan, then you reference, you know, make your references and make it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a note. What happened with talking about the national landmark? This air, shouldn't you bring that up? I mean, you have the National Historic for the Fox.
Mommy went to buy medicine.
Who's speaking?
No. You should have, you know.
I should have said it's Carol Davis. Actually.
Well, not you.
No. Somebody joined since then, and I so they weren't in the mute all. I'm on a mute.
So I'm suggesting that you add something about the national landmark,
other than
just the National Historic Register
right.
for the one place.
Yep.
Right. And I did mention all those references that is released the town plan.
Right.
I know the Department of Interior did also submit a letter on that.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to make any references to that designation outside of what's referenced in the town plan? I just don't know what other points we would make on that. Kathy?
First of all, have you been getting all of these emails and all of the answers to the cases and everything that are being sent to you through Elaine?
Since we submitted the letter that I submitted back in early February, yes.
Prior to that, no. Okay, because
I don't know, Bob, maybe Bob has.
I have them. Yeah.
All the discovery questions that we have been sending to the PUC to be submitted to ITW. With their answers, and there's been two sets of discoveries now. And the last set of discoveries, questions that we have asked, like, you are in the NNL, they did admit to that. So it would behoove you to look at some of that stuff, and you might be able to take some of the admissions that they made out of that and put them in there as, you know, evidence. And they're also denying that 5A is a scenic byway. So, which, you know, why would they put signs up if we weren't a scenic byway? But also, if I may comment on the letter, I felt that the letter was sent in error. It should have been sent as a statutory party, not as asking for an intervenership, because you already have statutory party status, and you were denied on the basis of being late for that June-July deadline to get in as an intervener. But you don't need to do any of that because you have statutory party status.
Right.
And I think they just kind of skimmed over that. I didn't say, well, that's, you know, because ITW answers thing first, you know, and then the, you know, Greg Farber, the hearing officer, then he looks at it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't accepted by the other group.
The Department of Public Service.
Department of Public Service.
Right. They were supporting the town.
I think if you resubmit it, you should resubmit it as declaring your intervener status.
The other way.
Declaring your statutory party status.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you also want to submit a letter, that's another thing. So they're both in there in the proper time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you made some kind of representation that the letter that you're sending now as the board supersedes the letter that Bob had sent representing the board before, which wasn't actually the full representation of the board, and they use that as part of your denial, saying you already made comments, Now you want to change your comments.
Yeah.
So I think you need to say that this letter, you know, is sanctioned by the whole board, and that Bob's letter was more or less a private public comment.
Well, actually, that was approved by the whole board before it was sent.
Do you want this to be?
I'm wide open to redoing everything.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I what I would like to see, what I think would make a difference, would be if we could make all these claims that it's doing this, it's doing that, but we don't have any hard proof of that. So if we can come up with that.
The town plan is your hard proof.
The hard town plan states that you can't upset the view of the lake, but
we have
to make it just a comment, Bob. We didn't actually make a motion on that letter.
No,
that
we didn't.
Wrote.
No, we didn't. No.
And so it wasn't sort of formally, you know, approved by the board. I think that you had sent it out via email. I think I made some comments to you that it read very subjective and it should be a lot more objective.
And I changed it, yeah.
And it should really talk a lot more about the town plan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just wanted to clarify that we didn't actually formally make a motion to.
No, we didn't formally make a motion. And that was a time restraint, too. I had to get it out a couple of days. And should we have a special meeting or not?
Yeah.
I just think it's important for them to know this supersedes prior comments.
Well, and I think
I hold you to the prior comments.
I think by making the formal motion that we're making now makes it an official, you know, action that the commission is taking now. So I think that should, you know, it should still be timely given our status as statutory final, as you said. Donna?
Yeah, I think you're right on the point. I think you've got it right down. Kathy, you're muddying the waters just a little bit. So I think you've got to stay what you're saying. You remain a statutory party. It's just that you lost your power by not doing it. So just say, we met, you made a motion, this is what the letter was, and I think you've covered almost everything except. I think you need to put a little pressure, someone needs to go to MBDA, because in their regional plan, some of the very things that you said is in our regional plan for the whole region, and including Westmore, who they helped you write the plan. So you should have them say, we're right, you should share whatever letter you have with MBDA and say, you would like support, because it's in the regional plan, the MBDA regional plan, particularly Route 5A. They mention it in their regional plan that exactly what Ethan said. Ethan has it all already. It's one of the top 10 scenic byways in Vermont, blah, blah, blah. It's recognized in the regional plan. The other thing is Fox Hall. There was a filing by the historic, I don't know, preservation, whatever the state agency is. It was a very lame filing. It said, oh, we don't really see much historic things, and the town hasn't said anything. So you could just, you're not at the point where you can really fight anything. You just got to point it out. You have to just say, yes, we do have a historic thing that is registered and it is affected. And if you look at you don't have to look at it, you can see this. The ITW filings show a picture from Willowvale Inn and from over close to the town hall, right by the lake. And you can see Fox Hall, and they have a little square in the picture. Well, if you superimpose a tower there, or even a balloon test, you see how it raises it's above it. And it's in their own test, their own thing. So the thing about evidence, you can't submit any evidence, you can't submit any proof. You have to go by what either the interveners are going to submit or what ITW has already submitted. So I don't think you need to go there. I think you're on the right key of everything you just said.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Coming back to the motion, so the motion again, would you mind? Sorry, Pam.
Yeah, that's okay.
What was it?
Motion was to have the discussion, wasn't it?
Okay.
I mean, it was for the first part.
Have the discussion.
The first motion was to have the discussion of the components, and then you were going to do it separately. Actually, I think you went through.
I think it was to submit an additional filing. Did we?
No, we didn't motion on
that. Okay. So
that's next.
I motioned to do an additional filing.
Do you want to? How do we do this? Do you want to revise
amend
your motion? Amend your motion.
Okay, I can amend my motion.
To submit this filing to the PUC with the points that we discussed this evening on the town, regarding the town plan, the telecommunications ordinance, national
scenic highway,
natural landmark designation, scenic highway, and
the ones that are on there.
The ones on the
whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the motion.
Highway.
That's the motion.
Yes. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
All in favor, signify by
saying second. I'm sorry. Who second?
Randy.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Let the minutes reflect that the motion passed unanimously. The other item under 1C was whether or not we wanted to consider a motion to also request for a public hearing, request for an additional balloon test, and request for the aesthetic expert assessment. So I'll just put it out there first to the board members. If you think that that's what should also be included.
So each one of those actions feasibly could find more evidence? Is that why we're seeking them?
I think for a couple of reasons. I think we know that, you know, there hasn't really been a public hearing, an official public hearing held by the PUC, that we want to have an aesthetic expert assessment. And it, whether or not it's the Department of Public Service, we could make that clear, you know, if to have a, you know, a neutral party. And then, you know, I know that there's just recently an additional balloon test, but whether or not we wanted to request any additional balloon
tests. What did the Department of Public Service recommend? Did they talk about that? Did you talk to them about that?
They support the Planning Commission's, you know, first our request to have intervener status, and I think the points that we made, the Department of Public Service supports the town's position. And I think that they, because they hired the aesthetic expert, that we, you know, when I reached out to Jim Porter, that we specifically talked about, you know, having an aesthetic expert do an assessment of what the tower, you know.
That would be with a balloon test that's associated, the aesthetic experts associated with a new balloon test.
Well, it could be, or it could just simply be an assessment based on sort of the evidence that's been produced so far, heretofore, based on the other balloon tests.
Okay.
So I guess we can make that more specific if we want to. So do we want to include all three items, I guess, as part of this the letter? It could also be a separate letter, you know, just specifically making those requests. Does anyone have a preference as far as that goes?
Well, are we sure that we're not like making anything contingent on that? You know, I mean, say if you don't do the balloon test, then nothing counts, or, you know, this all depends on a balloon test. Oh. I think we should be careful not to.
I don't think it should be contingent on balloon tests personally. I mean, I think that there is also the results of other balloon tests that, you know, short of actually requiring a new balloon test, if that for some reason is not the reason why our requests are not received favorably, then I guess we don't want it to hinge on whether or not another balloon test happens or not.
Well, you could say something like all or any.
Mm-hmm. Or just say, I don't want a contingent on that.
Yeah, right. That regardless, we were requesting
an
aesthetic expert assessment, and regardless, we were also requesting a public hearing.
That sounds good.
Okay. Anyone want to entertain a motion to that effect?
I'll move. For that effect.
Okay.
Write that there letter. I second.
Okay. Any more discussion on the board? Do you have any comments or questions on that
part of the agenda, Donna?
Sure. I think the most, I agree with you. There's only two things, the public hearing and the aesthetic expert. But I think what you need to say when you, it is, it should be a separate letter, and you should say that you're requesting that they familiarize themselves in the community that you're representing. Because they're doing it from an office, and they're doing it from what's submitted. You want them to personally come here, a public hearing, and then actually having an aesthetic expert saying, pointing things out, that it would be perfect. So I think you're right on key again.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments?
I think it should be a separate letter also, because they're really two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're making your evidence and making your statements, but then you have a request for more information based on these three points. I don't know legally which would be more effective, but it seems like if it was separate, then they would attend each letter separately.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I think the first motion that we just passed was specific to, you know, those things that are specific town planning documents,
right,
and ordinances.
5 points.
So I think that, yeah, we're speaking to what the town's sort of, you know, role is in providing that interpretation or that objective information. And the separate request really is, you know, they're requesting specific things of the PUC. If that makes sense, then any other questions or comments on that? We can call the we can call it if all are in favor of the motion.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And we'll let the
so do you present your letter through the like a town of Westmore title document? I mean, with you know, planning commission and the list and the names. I think you need to make it look really official, not as if you wrote a personal letter for the planning commission.
Well, this isn't from me on behalf of the planning commission.
No, I know.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, so you need to get the letterhead with the town of Westmore on it.
Right.
And maybe under that list, who's on the planning commission.
I think that, you know, the extent that we can point to even just the link to our webpage that just lists where the minutes are.
Yeah.
I can point to that and say that, you know, as documented in the minutes of the March 5th Planning Commission meeting.
I was just trying to think about how it's going to look when they receive it, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever put stuff on letterhead or
no, we don't have.
No,
I mean,
we haven't
can,
been so.
We don't have letterheads. We can. I mean, when you type the letter, you can type a letterhead up there.
Almost like the
yeah.
I think Elaine must have a formal letter.
Could you pass that up to the board so they can see that as an that was just submitted today by the town.
This is an example,
and that's an example of how
I think the town of Westmore has a letterhead.
Well,
yeah.
they did it on ATW Tower. But it was submitted today. So just, and it really, it's simple. It's exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, I saw also a letter that was shared with us that was submitted by the town of Manchester on a different ITW tower project proposal. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we need to have it be, you know, more official coming from the planning commission.
Like with a letterhead and the numbers listed across the top.
Sure. Yeah.
Is what I think would work. And they may have one in the panel office anyway, if you want to ask.
Yeah. So, all right. I'll reach out to Elaine. For its next steps go. And I will look to also send out a draft of something to you all tomorrow. And we'll try to get it submitted timely.
Good job.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's that part of the agenda. Bob, I'm happy to turn it back over to you.
Well, this is a special meeting, so I mean, this is it. We're not having it.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure if there's any other old business or, you know, just those sorts of things we don't do ultimately.
No. We'll save that for our regular meeting.
When to the approval of the minutes that's on there?
Oh yeah, did everybody look at
yeah,
those?
She's got you've got other and old business and approval minutes. This is a regular meeting.
No, we, the,
I mean it's set up that way.
It's set up.
It's set up that way. Yeah, but we
get the minutes for.
I think I just used the agenda template that we had.
Yeah, and okay. Ethan wanted minutes so everybody could see what was said at the last meeting, but it wasn't like we were planning on approving them at the next scheduled planning meeting,
which we can do. That's
which
yeah.
We don't want to.
But Elaine's got the draft, so the draft's.
Well,
the
let's approve them because they were relevant to this meeting, because we discussed, you know, about getting this meeting. So, has everybody read the minutes? So, when we
okay,
make a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. So now they're official.
Probably I edited them again after you got them, so probably different.
You just did typos. So that wasn't
I have time to go.
Is there anything else we could do to support you other than read the?
I think that's it. I think we need to get this submitted by the close of business tomorrow. So we'll try to get that wrapped up.
So everybody should keep their eye on their email to see your draft and get back to you as fast as they can.
Yeah.
And I'll do the minutes tomorrow.
I already have, those points that you went over on the town plan and the ordinance. I already have that sort of been,
Yeah, you're
right. Yeah, it sounds like you've got pretty
good. So I think it'll be, relatively easy to transform that into a letter.
Well, appreciate your work on it.
Okay.
I have one request. If you're going to submit it to PUC tomorrow, sometimes they take time in getting available to the public. And there are three testimonies that are still taking place that have not been submitted from the intervener side that we could actually refer to that, refer to your letter. That's what I'm saying. Because like we've referred to the town plan, we've submitted the whole town plan with the whole thing. So I'm just wondering, you're saying if you're going to send it in tomorrow, when you submit it, is there a way to let us know that it's submitted and for us to see what was actually submitted?
So they can write their letter. Referencing it.
Well, it's not a letter. We're testifying. So we're
okay, testimony.
They ask us why do we do something. Oh, well, we attended this meeting, blah blah blah. And then that and it will say refer to
letter. I think I have the email addresses of everyone who has party status here. So I could
just, appreciate
I could like CC you all.
Thank you.
If that works.
That works perfectly. And the only other thing when Randy, when you just asked that question, if you want to take on a job, could you notify MBDA for a support letter? It doesn't have to be done by Friday. It can be done in comment section.
That'd be David Snedeker.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And I thank all of you immensely, and I thank the way you did this. Thank you so much.
No, and we'll CC the Department of Public Service again on this submission tomorrow also. I can CC David Snedeker. Okay. But yeah, if you want to reach out to him.
Hey, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Everybody?
All seconds.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'm gonna
aye.
Stop the recording.
Don't see it.